It was a Kenosha man who was shot multiple times and died Monday evening. The victim, identified as Willie Owens, discovered outside of a home in the 1900 block of 62nd Street. The Kenosha News quotes witnesses as saying that an argument had broken out before that shooting, and then the witnesses heard gunfire. Police seeking a 22-year-old man for homicide in connection with that case. Meanwhile, Kenosha's Police and Fire Commission is meeting in closed session this morning. It is the final interviews for the three finalists for Fire Chief. They are Battalion Chiefs Matt Herder and Kenneth Schrader, along with Captain Charles Leipzig Jr., all of them internal candidates. Whoever is chosen will replace John Thompson, who retired back in July after 32 years with the department. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee again giving its blessing to the acceptance of another grant toward restoration of Myers Park. The park is at the south end of Pershing Drive on the lakefront. The project being coordinated by Dr. Julie Kinzelman, who's director of the Health Department's laboratory. City Health Administrator Dottie K. Bowersock says the $1 million project goal through grants and gifts is now about three quarters secure.
Dr. Kinzelman and her staff thus far have accumulated a little over $700,000. These funds would be used in the third phase of five phases of the Sam Myers Park, specifically for the walkway, for the extension, and for plans.
Bowersock's noting the latest grant, $35,000 from the Wisconsin Coastal Management Program, includes a soft match that Kinzelman has covered in her planning process.
Dr. Kinzelman has gotten other non-federal funds and such that we'll be matching that with, so that will be not an issue.
Myers Park is being done in five phases, turned from basically unusable land into what Bowersock calls a migratory area for birds and other animal species. This new grant will include the planting of some 23,000 dune grasses. Burlington's Police Department asking for the public's help to find whoever broke into the Lynch GM Superstore dealership early Monday morning and drove off with a stolen SUV loaded with tires. Surveillance video shows a man in a jacket with a hood over his head next to piles of tires and a vehicle in the service area. A window was broken to gain entry to the dealership. Anyone who might have information is urged to contact Burlington Police at 262-341-1100. That stolen vehicle and the almost dozen tires valued at close to $80,000. City of Racine once again looking to save taxpayers some money, about $200,000, by refinancing some outstanding debt, almost $18 million worth. The Finance and Personnel Committee heard from Brad Vigut from Robert W. Baird, who said $11.6 million is capital borrowing for this year, and there's $6.6 million from past borrowing.
These can be combined together as one debt issue that helps to reduce the issuance expense. It helps to reduce staff time that's required to, you know, bring these issues to the market. Combining these two components to one financing then gives us the estimated issue size of $18,290,000.
The interest rate being looked at right now for the bond offering, the best current estimate, 2.14%. The actual figure will be presented to the Common Council the evening of November 15th for a final approval. That'll be the same night as the city budget is approved for 2017. Kenosha police say that the man who went into a burning building over the weekend to save a five-year-old girl was homeless and had been visiting a friend near 21st Avenue and 61st Street when he noted smoke coming from a building and saw the child clearly visible through an open window. That homeless man, identified in reports as Brian Dale, ran into the burning building to pick up the girl and handed her over to another man who then took her outside. She was treated for smoke inhalation but was otherwise fine. The girl's father tells the Kenosha News Brian Dale is an angel in disguise. The Red Cross still helping the residents displaced by that fire, which remains under investigation. Racine County Judge Charles Constantine has sentenced 65-year-old Alan Lawrence of Mount Pleasant to 5 years in prison. It turns out to be his eighth drunk driving conviction. Lawrence arrested back in the spring for turning his vehicle from Larson Street in the Lake Park area onto Sheridan Road into a northbound car. The charging document says Larson then drove away from the scene but was later found at his home. A jury convicted him of drunk driving as well as hit and run. Judge Constantine also ordering Lawrence to serve 5 years of extended supervision once he gets out of prison. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin in Racine this morning hosting a free seminar for members of nonprofit organizations from all over Southeast Wisconsin. Senator Baldwin saying participants to learn about federal grants, community resources, along with public and private funding opportunities.
Hoping it will be a very useful opportunity for folks who do such great and important work in our communities.
The event scheduled at the Ascension All Saints campus with presentations from, among others, Grants.gov, the Center for Entrepreneur and Economic Development, Great Lakes Conservation Corps, and Racine Vocational Ministry, as well as networking opportunities for the participants. And a free garden winterization workshop is going to be held from 4:30 till 6 p.m. Wednesday at Gateway Technical College in Kenosha. Katie Jerome is a Gateway horticultural instructor who's going to be discussing putting your garden to bed, getting the soil ready, and planting now for next spring. More information by calling 262-564-2196. Anybody who's currently disconnected from gas and electric service being urged by the State Public Service Commission to contact We Energies and make arrangements for the reconnection of your service prior to the start of the winter heating moratorium. Utilities across the state between November 1st and April 15th prohibited from disconnecting customers behind on their bills.
However, consumers currently disconnected going into that moratorium must make arrangements to pay outstanding bills in order to restore service.
That's the PSC's Elise Nelson. The toll-free number to contact We Energies, 800-842-4565. The Plan Commission and the Village of Caledonia's meeting at 6 o'clock tonight. That agenda includes a public hearing on the site plan review to build an almost 4,800-square-foot addition to the existing RJR Hitters Baseball Complex at 2915 6.5 Mile Road. Also a public hearing on a conditional use permit for an industrial building on 3 Mile Road for light manufacturing, as well as painting and assembly of molded fiberglass composite components. S.E. Johnson announcing a $25,000 donation to Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin to help construct the S.E. Johnson Community Center. It'll serve as a key component of the new James A. Peterson Veterans Village that's being developed in Racine. The community center will have a full kitchen, bathroom, showers, laundry facilities, plus space for job skills training, employment searches, even financial workshops and support groups for homeless vets. The Veterans Village at 1624 Yount Street will house 15 homeless veterans at a time in small detached living units. The project, to be done in three phases, scheduled for a public hearing tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 p.m. before the City Plan Commission in council chambers. Teenage smoking rates down in Wisconsin to an all-time low at 10.7% for high schoolers, 1.6% for middle schoolers. Statewide average, 17%, down from 21% of the residents who smoked back in the year 2011. Kenosha Unified School Board tonight going to consider a base wage increase of 0.12% for full and part-time teachers, as well as non-represented full-time employees. The increase, the maximum allowed under Act 10, which of course covers municipal employees, including teachers. Both sides reached a tentative agreement on the increase earlier this month. It'll cover July 1st of this year through June 30th next year. The non-reps include carpenters, painters, educational support staff, and secretaries. Racine's Public Safety and Licensing Committee is meeting at 5:30 this evening at City Hall Room 307. The agenda includes the requested appearance by the licensing agent for the Sunshine Supermarket at 16th and Taylor regarding some recent incidents at the establishment, specifically a sting operation last month by police in which underage informants were used for what reports indicate were the purchases of alcohol and tobacco products. Committee members will be asking store management about the circumstances and could decide afterward to recommend some kind of disciplinary reaction or not. After a lengthy discussion last night about weighing privacy against safety, the Mount Pleasant Village Board decided to go with several budget transfers that'll let the police department buy equipment to automatically read license plates. Police Chief Tim Zarzecki said that a number of area police departments already utilize these cameras, citing one case in which it helped to find a suspect in a homicide. Trustee John Hansen, though, called the cameras Big Brother with GPS. His concern, somebody could file an open records request and use the information to stalk someone or find a domestic abuse victim.
I don't know. I mean, the stalking victims and stuff like that out there, how do you protect them? How do you protect the domestic abuse victims from someone going down to the PD and getting their snapshot, their painted picture of their life, what they do every day, 7 days a week for 1 year at a time? How do you protect that person?
Chief Zarzecki, though, said he has heard of no other jurisdictions having problems with the misuse of the information regarding these readers.
I don't understand the angst. I mean, to me, this is a no-brainer, and it's such a return of police service to the taxpayers of Mount Pleasant, keeping everybody safe.
The village clerk, Stephanie Colhagen, pointed out she did an internet search, found information that the Court of Appeals had ruled the information from these readers is not subject to the open records law. So the board did approve the budget transfers on the purchase of the two readers. It was a 4-2 vote with trustees Hansen and Feast opposed. The board also approving budget transfers to buy 9 additional body cameras for the police department. That vote was unanimous. The Racine Waterworks Commission is meeting at 4 o'clock this afternoon in City Hall Annex Room 227. The agenda includes a recommendation from a hired consultant to file a water rate increase application with the Public Service Commission. And then the Wastewater Commission will meet right after Waterworks in the same room. And that agenda includes a recommendation from the same consultant to review the sewer agreement regarding debt coverage analysis. Members of the Racine County Executive Committee will be getting together this evening with the Health and Human Development Committee, and they'll be talking again about the future of the Ridgewood Care Center. It's going to be a closed session to talk more about the competitive offer made by Villa Healthcare of Illinois. They already operate the former Lincoln Lutheran facility on C.A. Becker Drive. County Board Chairman Rusty Clark told WRJN News that no recommendation would be coming out of tonight's meeting, which is set for 5 p.m. in the auditorium of the Isgrove office complex. Early this morning, Racine police cited the driver of a car that hit a fire hydrant in the 3800 block of St. Clair Street. That hydrant was not seriously damaged other than a paint transfer to the offending vehicle. Several automotive parts, however, were left at the scene. Police in Caledonia found a vehicle near the parking lot for the Kmart at Douglas Avenue and 4 Mile Road. It turned out to be the offending vehicle. In far western Kenosha County, police in the village of Twin Lakes investigating a reported armed robbery. It occurred overnight with the victims being a man and a woman. They were confronted by three men, one of the offenders reportedly displaying a gun to the woman, an older model silver car mentioned as possibly being involved. That prompted notification to surrounding law enforcement agencies. Videos apparently showing a blueprint for voter fraud in Wisconsin get the attention of the Attorney General Brad Schimmel. He says before he does any kind of an investigation, he wants to see everything, the complete unedited version from the group called Project Veritas Action.
If this turns out to be somebody who did something wrong, bragging about it, that attracts my attention, and that's going to make me want to go after you.
The video shows multiple interviews with Democratic operatives, as they're called, including the head of a Madison-based consulting company involved with a group called Democracy Partners. And the Wisconsin State Broadband Office announcing a survey that allows residents and businesses the chance to voice their opinion about the need or not for improved internet access and or service. The goal, to help state planners and policymakers better understand the need for such access in the state. Survey is going to stay open through November the 23rd. It is at www.psc.wy.gov/broadbandsurvey.htm. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.